You know, we continue to get economic news out that is downright encouraging. Friday, the consumer sentiment number came out. It was supposed to be a double-digit number. It was a triple-digit number. It was 102. And earlier in the week, one of our favorite surveys that keeps up with small businesses, the National Federation for Independent Business Small Business Economic Survey came out. And this is one of the most optimistic groups we've ever seen. In fact, the NFIB chief economist, Bill Dunkelberg, said it's one of the strongest readings he's seen in the 45-year history of the index. Bill Dunkelberg joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, sir.
It's all coming home, coming to roost all at once, it looks like.
And it really is. Well, and of course, from the small business perspective, it was almost instantaneous. You know, the index has a 45-year average of 98. It never reached that during the 2009-16 period. And in October, before the election, it was 95. And the first 8 or 9 days of November, it was 95. And then in the remaining part of November, after the election was announced, it jumped to 102, and then 105 ever since then. So we've had more than a year now of readings, you know, around the 105 level. And of course, as you point out, February was the second highest reading in history, 107.6. The only higher reading was back in July of 1983, before that wonderful expansion when we hit 108. So they're on fire. They're very optimistic, and they were optimistic from the day they found out there was a management change in Washington.
And one of the reasons I would like to pay attention to this, because as a group, my observation is this has always been one of the most pessimistic groups I've ever seen. Poor small businesses, you know, have a high failure rate. They're always sort of the last in the food chain. But now they're going out and expanding and hiring. Are they going to find anybody to hire?
Well, that's been, been an issue for the last 2 months. The percent of our owners who say they have a job opening and they can't fill has been at 45-year record high level. So they're looking. They keep reporting, more and more of them are reporting raising worker comp to try to attract the workers they want, or to keep the ones that they have that they don't want to lose. But it seems to be a problem, yet we were happy to see over 300,000 jobs, with 800,000 people coming back into the labor force to take a lot of these positions, it's still not too bad. So it's very tight, but we seem to be moving ahead, and that's good.
Are they just filling capacity, or are they actually increasing? Are they making capital expenditures?
Well, that's something we were waiting for. You know, the optimism way back at election time was terrific, but it was all, I think the economy is going to be better 6 months from now. I think it's a good time to expand. You know, I think sales are going to be higher, but we didn't see the translation into the hiring back then, or to the capital spending, which was a real laggard during the 2009-16 period. But now we've seen it. Now we had a very nice jump in February in the percent of owners who said I've actually made a capital outlay, and the percent of owners who say that now is a good time to expand your business substantially. That means, some good capital spending. That's at a record high level. So it looks like it's translating into the kind of stuff we need to continue the growth in the economy, to raise worker productivity, and do all those kinds of good things that we've been missing for the last decade.
So what's the fate of the small businessman right now? It seems to me I can think of areas, like in retail, where they just keep getting squeezed out. All the hardware stores and the little ma-and-pa stores are taken over by the, if not Walmarts, Amazons of the world. Are we still creating small businesses?
Oh, sure. If you look at Table 8, BLS Table 8, Births and Deaths, you'll see that we are adding new firms more frequently than we're losing them. And, of course, it's a dynamic sector. Remember, small business sector is the R&D for the economy. That's where you try out a new idea. If it works and you run it well, you make money and you grow on the capital that you earn and your earnings. If you fail, you get to start again. We don't lose you. We don't lose the building you were in. We don't lose the people who worked for you. Everything gets repriced into a new experiment, and of course we know it's a good one when it's making money. That's a signal that the resources are being used well. So that's always very big dynamic in the small business sector. But right now it looks pretty healthy, and of course there's no better time to start your business when interest rates are really low and customers are coming in like crazy, so they're throwing money your way. Sales have been very good. That's a nice time to start.
Sometimes small businesses grow into large businesses, but it seems like more often than not, what we see are roll-ups, consolidation, one buying out another, or a big one buying up, you know, a whole bunch of them. Are you seeing that?
Yeah, you do see that happening, and you know, I'm involved in that. Even I've been chairman of the board of a little bank that we started 10 years ago. We finally rolled it into a bigger bank because, quite honestly, the compliance costs were killing us. We couldn't really keep up with them, and there was not much promise that it was going to get any better. Of course, now we got the Dodd-Frank adjustment that might make life better for small businesses, small banks, and financial institutions. But we finally succumbed to that cost. So, you know, it's always changing, and I don't mind the combinations of firms of any kind that are driven by good economics, you know, new technology, lower costs. But I hate it when it's compliance costs that drive firms to close their doors and find something else to do.
All right. So peek out to the future. The optimism index hit 107.6 in February, which sounds like an FM station or something. Are you going to see 108?
Well, we might see 108 again. Remember, these are samples. We mail 10,000 interviews out in the first of every month, and, of course, we can track things through the month, like the election. And there's sampling error associated with this, so we would say plus or minus a couple of percentage points. So as long as this index, you know, runs above 100, holy mackerel, historically that is empirically associated with good, solid growth and job creation, and so that's what we'll look for. So it may go up and down. It's hard to break. You know, it's hard to go higher than the highest, right? But there's always a lot of room down below. But I expect that all this year will be above 100, and that's a very good sign for capital spending and for hiring and growth in the economy. We are half of the economy, roughly half of the private sector. So if we're hot, the economy can be hot.
I like that. The chief economist for the National Federation for Independent Business is Bill Dunkerberg, our guest today. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you. A pleasure, always.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.